public and remind them that this issue is still happening. And we have to let the Japanese government know that we're not going to stop keeping the pressure on until the slaughter is over. So the dolphin hunt is scheduled to begin again on September 1st, and we need to be ready to continue this fight. Rick O'Berry will be there, and I plan to be there as well. And Rick and I and our team can't do this without your help. We need everybody here to come forward and help. Please consider giving a tax-deductible donation to Save Japan Dolphins Earth Island Institute. We need your donations to help fund this campaign. We have volunteers and staff here, and if you guys could raise your hands, they have pledge cards. Consider filling it out now or taking it home with you and sending in a check later. Pass it along to a friend or a neighbor. Your donations will go exclusively to cover the travel of volunteers to go to Taiji and help end the slaughter. I also encourage you, as you file out, to stop by our tables in the lobby. We have beautiful t-shirts here from EcoJoya, who shares the majority of their profits with Save Japan Dolphins campaign. And for special donations, we have copies of Rick's fantastic limited edition book, Behind the Dolphin Smile, as well as 100 commemorative posters of this evening's event, and copies of the Cove DVD. Rick, Louie, and Bobby will be signing these items. Please spread the word. Consider having a house party at your house and show the Cove. Fill out the pledge form and write on it house party. If you have family foundation or you know foundation members on boards, please get them to watch the Cove. The international trade of live dolphins for aquariums and swim with dolphin tourist programs subsidizes the largest slaughter of dolphins in the world. Captivity kills, so don't buy a ticket and tell your friends not to either. This night is dedicated to the thousands of dolphins that have lost their lives in the Cove and the thousands more whose lives are still in danger. On my first trip to Taiji, myself and some other volunteers picked up rocks on the beach of the Cove, and we each took a rock home to serve as a reminder of the dolphins that we left behind. As long as the killing continues, we will hold on to these rocks. And I have mine with me here tonight. Someday when the killing stops, we will return to Taiji and we will throw our rocks back into the water. And alongside Rick O'Berry, we are gonna throw the greatest party ever on that beach. And you guys. And you guys are all invited to join us. So, on behalf of dolphins around the world, thank you. And here's Bobby.
So you might ask yourself, if these animals are so intelligent, how come they fall for the same trap year after year? What you have to realize is dolphins live in pods. They live in community, and they all trust each other implicitly. And they think it would stand to reason that other intelligent critters would also be trustworthy. It's their mistake. We as a race could be more trustworthy, I expect. I was reading today, I can't remember who said it, but in terms of, you know, this, I got mine, the hell with everybody else, I know it's right. When you think about it, if you have this kind of attitude, And you attack or suppress people who don't feel that way. It's kind of like saying your end of the boat is sinking.